22. Elder. The hatch door slams shut. Behind me, Doc and Eldest are talking in low, frantic whispers.
Do you think it was? That's not possible. Does he know?
Pause.
Of course not.
Did you? Of course not. But I can think of nothing but the stars. It is like a piece of my soul had been lost, empty, and it is now filled with the light of a million stars. They are all that I had ever dreamed of. They are nothing I ever expected. How could I have ever thought the light bulbs in the great room were stars? I will never, never be the same. I have seen stars, real stars.
23. Amy. My face is pressed against the metal, breathing in the dust that clings to the rivets curving around the interior wall. My eyes burn, my vision is so blurred, all I can see is the grayness of the metal world. Something inside me snaps. I can't do this. I can't. It's too much. This, all of this, living, I can't, I just can't. To have given it all up and be left with nothing but this metal wall. I slide down its slight curve, leaving a trail of sweat and tears and snot, but I don't care. As I fall to my knees, the damp earth seeps wetness through the knees of my pants. My fists clench the dirt. It feels like dirt, real, honest dirt. But it's not. Are you all right? A man is standing on a path that connects the hospital to a big brick building farther down. I lift my filthy hands in front of my face, dirt falling in clumps from my fingers. I try to wipe the tears and snot from my face, but I'm pretty sure I'm just a muddy mess. I press against the wall to stand. You must think I'm crazy. I choke out, attempting a half laugh.
I think you're very upset, the man says, rushing forward to help me stand. But not crazy. What's wrong?
I snort. Everything.
It can't all be bad.
It really can. The man stands there, totally ignoring the mud I've smeared on his sleeve. I'm Amy, by the way.
Orion.
Nice to meet you. As I say it, I realize it's true. This is the first person on the whole ship who either didn't creep me out, threatened to kill me, or both. He's older, almost as old as my father, and although the thought feels like a splinter in my heart, it's also a little comforting. Orion starts leading me toward the brick building, away from the hospital. Let's clean you up before I send you back on your way.
What were you doing at the wall, anyway?
Looking for a way off this ship, I mutter. Orion laughs, a sincere, real laugh that makes me smile too. His eyes light up, reminding me of Elder. Not so much because of the way he looks. Everyone looks like they're related to everyone else on this ship, with the same skin and same hair. No, it's the kindness in his eyes that reminds me of Elder. I pause at the steps of the brick building. Recorder Hall, it says in big white painted letters. Next to the big doors is a painting of Eldest. His cold eyes follow me as I mount the steps, and I try to avoid his painted gaze. Orion rushes ahead, saying something about a towel. I push the door open after him, and it takes a moment for my eyes to adjust to the dim interior light. Then I see it. Earth. Not the real Earth, obviously, but a big clay model. I rush forward, my fingers reaching for the huge clay globe of Earth that hangs in the center of the giant entryway. There's America. There's Florida, where I was born. There's Colorado, where I met Jason. My hands tremble as I stretch up to touch the dusty, bumpy clay, even though it's far beyond my reach. Orion snatches my hands away and scrubs them with a steaming hot, slightly damp towel. It feels almost as if he's scrubbing away my skin, and when I pull away and look at my hands, they're red, but clean. Before I can say anything else, Orion shoves the towel in my face and scrubs it as well. He's laughing, and so am I. I haven't been treated as if I was a child in need of a bath for a very long time.
Clean again, Orion says cheerily, tossing the towel behind him.
He hands me a glass of cold water, and I drink it greedily. My muscles seem to relax, and I finally start to feel calm again.
So, Orion says, nodding to the replica, you found our model of Soul Earth.
By Soul Earth, I guess he means my Earth.
And here, Orion adds,
is Godspeed. I hadn't noticed the little model of the ship made to look as if it were flying from Earth before. It's about the size of my head, whereas the model of Earth is so big my arms wouldn't reach around it. I flick the model with my hand. It swings on its wire, chaotically off course, then settles back, as if nothing has happened. It's a ship. It can't be bothered to care. Everything better now? Orion asks, as if a warm towel is enough to solve any problem. I'll be okay, I say, but we both know I'm lying.
24. Elder. Come, Eldest demands, and I know by the way he says it, as if he's a master speaking to a slave, that he means me and not Doc. I tear my gaze away from the closed hatch door and follow Eldest. Doc comes too, but his steps are measured, an ominous drumbeat on the floor. When Eldest gets to the table against the wall at the end of the rows of cryo chambers, he stops and looks at me expectantly. My eyes are on that table, remembering how Amy huddled on its cold metal top and how there was nothing I could do to help her.
Well? Eldest demands, his voice a short bark.
What?
As leader, what would you do in this situation?
I say, wrong-footed. Typical Eldest. Just like him to throw a lesson at me when I'm least ready for it.
Eldest mocks. Be a leader. What should we do?
We need to see the vid records and... I add, when Eldest shows signs of derision. We could check the YCOM locators too.
Eldest harumphs, but does not insult my plan. Just hands me a floppy. I press my thumb against the access login, and the floppy flashes into life. I type in a few commands, searching for the video recordings of the cryo level, but when I find them, they show nothing but black.
Something's wrong with the vid screens, I say, trying again and getting nothing but black.
Eldest grunts. The vids were out the first time, too. I thought I'd taken care of that, but clearly he's found a way around it. Try the YCOM locator.
I tap more commands, this time accessing the map of Godspeed. Hundreds of blinking dots shine up at me. One dot for each person. Each trades through the locator in the YCOM. I've done this before. It's a good way to cheat at hide and seek. And it took Harley a full 6 months before he realized how I was so good. But I've never tried to use it for anything else. Now that I know what I'm looking for, I see an access dot on the fourth floor of the hospital. And when I tap the screen there, the map shifts to the cryo level. Three dots blink on the cryo level now. One for my YCOM, one for Doc's, one for Eldest's. I press the time slider and move it back an hour. The YCOM map shows no one except... Doc, I say, handing the floppy to Eldest for his inspection. It was only Doc down here.
Some of the scientists have been in the secondary lab with me. They could have come out here too. It would be easy. It's not like I escorted them out. Any of the scientists could have been here earlier today.
Doc's voice is emotionless and analytical.
I know what you're thinking, Eldest, but you're jaded. It could be any of them. They all have access to this floor. They all know about the cryo chambers and how they work. Or it could be him, Eldest says.
Doc's face is like carved ice.
He's dead,
he says, with such finality that whoever Doc is talking about, I'm convinced he's not alive.
Yes, he is, Eldest growls, staring at Doc hard. But I'm not sure his influence is.
Doc's jaw juts forward, biting back whatever hutsy thing he was going to mouth off to Eldest.
Either way, Eldest says, we're going to have to figure out a way to fix the vids. And as for the YCOM locators...
He pauses, mid-sentence, cocking his head as he listens to his YCOM. He keeps his voice low, but I can still hear him say in a low growl,
She's doing what?